Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On today's episode, we have a good show. We talked about dry turkey.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
How to not have a dry turkey.
Uh-huh.
Buy it.
Yeah, right?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Buy it from Gelson's.
But it's a good show. But first, we want to give some love to some of our special...
Yeah, we have a new one, Erin Landis.
Ah.
Well, I was trying to come up with something to say for her name, and somebody came up with the good Erin Land... Who dis? I like that.
That's cute.
Ishan Vajapay.
Who?
Who? We're learning to say your name. Carrie, you're so very
Carrie.
Sweet. Yeah. Luis Juarez.
Hey, Luis.
Probably
cartel.
Doing a drug deal as we speak. Luis. Michelle McKibben. You're Michelle McKibben's living her best life. Kelly Brandt.
What's up, Kelly?
Hi, Kelly. Kelly. Who? Jacob Crowley.
Jacob is with Luis.
Yes.
Doing a...
Yes. Yeah. And Natasha Foster, you're sweeter than a beer.
Natasha's not with them.
No, she's not. She's on her own. She's in Canada.
Right.
She's in Canada. Angie Saldivar.
Angie.
We love you.
That's a good name.
Gabrielle Fonseca.
She might be with those guys.
For Christ's sakes. Yeah, she might be with them for sure. And then Gabrielle got her friend Missy Schaefer to get on board.
Thank you.
Missy Schaefer, you're not a...
Welcome, Missy.
Yeah. Although I do like calling her a dirty grifter.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And Missy wants Gabby to know, fuck off, Gabby. I joined up, okay? Rebecca Lubin.
What's up, Rebecca?
She doesn't need no... Who? Hoobin? No, we love Rebecca.
We love her.
She's the cutest.
I love her name.
Super
too.
Funny. We love your name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
And so this show is brought to you by and sponsored by ADT. Listen, if you guys want to protect yourselves and you need some home protection, you know there's ADT. Let's not forget about them.
No, get the latest innovation in smart home security from ADT combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. They have 17,000 employees safeguarding them with connection to first responders. They get the nation's number one smart home security provider.
That's awesome.
That's a pretty...
You know you're going to be protected.
Honorable thing.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can get professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors.
Very important.
Yeah. Get safety on the go, in the car, when the kids are at school with ADT Go app, which has an SOS button.
That's nice.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Go to ADT.com. Yeah. So ADT, it's great. I personally have it. I personally vouch for it because I have ADT and sleep better at night.
There you go. Can't go wrong.
The holidays are around the corner. It's time to drink too much, eat too much, and fight about Trump at the dinner table. Luckily, we've got just what you need to make the most of this most wonderful time of the year. Introducing the Corolla Christmas Stocking. The custom embroidered stocking is adorned with the hand-knit word, acehole, sewed on by talented elves and or children from the Orient. What's inside? Glad you asked. With your purchase of the Corolla Christmas Stocking, you'll get an ACS Nativity Scene t-shirt featuring Max Apata as Baby Jesus and Adam as Mother Mary, a custom Happy Birthday Jesus ornament, 4 Corolla Drinks wine glasses, plus 2 bottles of your choice, all for only $99. And for those who want to go big for the holiday season, you can also purchase the Stocking Scrapbook Combo for only $175. Get the stocking and the 10 years of ACS scrapbook, signed by the entire network for the ultimate Corolla fan in your life. So get to CorollaDrinks.com today and get ready. The holidays are coming.
Everybody, for crying out loud.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. It's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
I know. What are you thankful for?
So much.
Yeah? I try to be grateful. I don't know about you.
I try to be gratitude. I'm sticking with that.
Try some gratitude.
You know what I was This just popped into my head because somebody was berating on the Reel It In page. You know, I get my feelings hurt on there all the time. I don't show it because – but remember when somebody was harassing me for saying she goes and he goes and you know when you buy a red car and then all you see are red cars?
Yeah.
Every time I listen to anyone talk on a podcast, on any conversational way, people say, and then he goes
well, of course,
or she goes.
Yes.
And because at first I was like, I get maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe in California
right,
we say,
yeah,
and then he goes and then I went.
Right.
But that's a freaking thing.
It is a thing.
On all kinds
across
of
the board.
Yeah. I mean, do they say it on NBC? No. But that's
Tom broke Oz and going and then he goes.
And then he goes. And then Putin goes. And then
Trump goes.
And then Pelosi goes.
And then
he goes. And then I go.
And then I'm all like.
But in regular conversation, I was noticing that even people that I respect, I was listening to some women, very educated women talk, and they were saying, and then he goes.
Dr. Drew does it.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, do these people go around and police everybody on every podcast for speaking that way? Or is it just me?
It's just you.
And they had the audacity to say that it drives them crazy. Well, you're going to be driven crazy by a lot of podcasts.
Well, yes. You know what Stephanie goes? She's going to drive you crazy. That's where she goes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Why are we talking?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not grateful for our listeners? Is that what you were going to say? Is that where you were going with that?
I think one of us said something about goes, and I was maybe me. Well,
no. Don't let them get you all up in your head.
Don't let the turkeys get you down.
That's right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
So, going to my brother's
in
Santa Clarita.
Mm-hmm.
Driving up there. It's usually my brother and my sister-in-law and my niece and nephew every year. Remember on Patreon I told you we used to have the annual reading of my stepfather's crazy letter?
Yes.
Yeah. But we don't really do that anymore. We've tried to be bigger people and let it go. But usually there's another couple and their daughter, but this year they're not going to be there. So it's just going to be us.
Oh, that's
pretty mellow.
That's nice.
Well, maybe we'll watch some movies.
Yeah, that's nice. I got to think of some movies. I know. Thank you. A lot of people sent there are suggestions of what to watch with Natalia, and it was a lot of Gilmore Girls.
Elby and I tried to watch the Gilmore Girls. We got through at least a season.
Same with us.
And then Elby was like, I'm out.
Yeah. Same with us.
It didn't really connect with her for some reason.
No. There's just that our kids are in that different generation. You know, Natalia's been watching a lot of movies because they're on break this week. Your kids are on break, right? All week.
Yes.
And so since they've been on break, she's been in her pajamas watching movies. And I'm like, I'm going to watch a movie with you. I want to watch a movie with you. Yeah, yeah. You know what she's been watching?
What?
Pixar movies. She had a friend sleep over. Her friend's like, not another Pixar movie. And Natalia's like, the other night I walked in by herself. She was watching
Toy
Cars.
Story?
She was watching Cars.
Aw.
I know. And I told her one of my favorite scenes. I walked in on my favorite scene. Where he ruins the road, and then Bonnie Hunt goes, "It looks awful." And then he goes, "Well, now it matches the rest of the town." I love that. I love that line. So I told her, and she's like, "Well, so she's watching all these Pixar movies." Natalia, really?
My kids will get on such tears of watching. They watch Victorious.
Yeah.
The Disney show, they still love kids' shows.
They do. She likes all that she does. And she watched the Disney Channel. I guess that's a good thing.
Two of Elby's friends went and saw Frozen 2.
I know. It's so cute.
You know, Elby's 15 now.
I know. But, like, I think it's so – I like it. Like, I'm like, can we watch Sex and the City already? Like,
I know.
Come on. Hurry up.
So last night we watched, as a family, Brittany Runs a Marathon.
Oh, yeah?
Have you heard of that movie?
No.
It was very cute. We thought it was going to be more funny. It's about the coming attractions put all the comedy in those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a funny movie.
Hey, when
it's
that
pretty
happens.
Much a drama.
Yeah.
And it seems like the girl, she's like it's about a girl who's a little overweight and then she decides to train for a marathon.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
But it was funny because Robin Wozinski watched it and told me that she watched the movie. And I was like, oh, I've seen Coming Attractions for that movie. I want to see it. And do you think the kids would like it? And she was like, yeah, I think they would. And I was like, okay, is it appropriate? And she's like, yeah. And then I said, is there any – understand, she just seen it.
Right.
Like the night before.
Right.
This is what we did. She and her husband and her son watched the movie. I was like, is there any – I don't care about any language or whatever – no, is there any sex? And she was like, no, not at all. Oh, there was a total full-on sex scene.
Are you kidding?
Where the guy's on top of her, pumping away. I mean, you can't see their bodies. It's not porn. But,
right.
I mean, you can see their faces.
Oh.
Like, you can see their O-face. I mean, I was like, really, bitch?
Do you want me to have her killed?
John was like, because at one point, there's a you think she's gonna give the guy a blowjob,
right.
And John goes, what is this rated?
Right.
And I said, it's rated R. I said, but Robin promised me there's nothing inappropriate in that way. And he goes, okay. And then cut to there's a sex scene. I literally had to be like, Sadie and Xander.
Oh my god.
Eyes closed. Close your eyes. And here's why, because I don't know how to operate any of the remotes. Anymore in my house. Lynette, I'm not kidding.
I know.
Everybody's using their phone as right. The remote now.
Oh,
and I'm totally old school. I'm like, I want the remote to be as big as like an old cell phone,
yes,
like, you know,
yes.
1970s car phone. I'm
right.
Like, where's the remote? I'm like 80 mm-hmm. years old going, uh-huh. I can't see the remote. It's as big as like a credit card.
I hate that. I know
the
what
new
you're talking
Apple
about.
Remote. Mm-hmm. It's really small mm-hmm. and it sits. It's black,
right.
So it's like fades into the other one
right.
At least was silver. I don't know
yes.
What's happened to those.
I know, I
the
know.
The little ones.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a black, it's flat like a credit card, and it's like on the table somewhere. I'm like, I can't fast forward
it's
this.
It's underneath the like El Pollo Loco
yeah.
lunches, I know.
Yeah, there's like salsa on it. I'm like, can somebody, I can't turn, I have to go like this. You guys want to watch Survivor? And they'll be like, yeah, sure, we've been watching. And I'm like, okay. You got to turn it on. I don't know. Get it to the – I don't even know how to – if they're watching a game,
mm-hmm.
if they're playing playing Wii,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm ever going to be able to figure out how to get it even to the section where I can use Apple.
I know.
Let alone find the remote.
Right.
Lynette, I've turned into a full-on old lady that can't operate anything in my house.
You and Adam are exactly the same. You know what he does? He takes a red nail polish and puts it on the like on-off button sometimes on a remote. Why would they put that button like so little and it doesn't light up? It's dark. I can't see. So he gets like either white nail polish or white out, or he'll get red and he'll just paint it onto the remote.
I think that's honestly one of the first good ideas I've heard come from Adam in a really long time.
And I'm like, I guess that's fine because it's not hurting the remote.
Yeah, how's
it's not hurting
who's
anybody.
That, who's that hurting?
No, I guess it's all right. I'm so stupid.
I don't want to have to go dig out my readers to look at the I agree with them.
I agree.
Why you got to write it so small?
Right? Everything is little and tiny and it never lights up. It should light up. It doesn't light up. Then it's like down at the bottom. It's like not intuitive and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I need everything to be so intuitive mm-hmm. that I can just do it with my mind.
Yes.
I can go, wow, I'd really like to watch Survivor right now.
I know.
A season I've never seen.
Right. You know what? It's like I think Steve Jobs could have done it for us, but now he's gone.
Yeah. What?
That sucks.
I know.
We could have been
he's
watching.
So
we could just close our eyes and watch Survivor right now. Like I see Ross and Rob and Jeff Probst.
It's half the reason I don't watch anything. Meanwhile, John is like older than me, and he's just light years ahead of me with technology. We're getting screeners mm-hmm. from the. Mm-hmm. I don't want to brag, but
yeah.
We're getting screeners and John gets them and immediately he burns them in. So now they're part of our movie catalog.
Uh-huh.
And it's like he invented electricity to me. It's like, wow. So we got
that.
This thing in the mail, like a DVD. And now it's just on our TV with it. Like, what?
You're like somebody that came back from the past.
I'm like caveman podcaster.
Yeah. That's
I'm like,
your next podcast.
I'm just a caveman. I don't know from these DVDs, CDs.
Oh my God. How do you burn a CD, a DVD into your system to watch? Do you have...
Very good question, Lynette. Magic.
Wow.
That's He's technology. Like the David Blaine of
yeah.
burning CDs.
And he knows where the button is, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he does it on his phone. And then I was complaining that I'm like, I don't know how to do it. He goes, you know, I put it on your phone. You have the app on your phone.
I'm forget like, it.
How does that help me?
I know. I don't like that.
I can't even open an app. Like,
I know. I don't
I'll
like
stand
that.
In 7-Eleven for 10 minutes waiting for my 7-Eleven app to open.
When you just buy your Slurpee right there.
Yeah. I'm like, I know. No, I want points for this coffee. It's good. Come on, work.
Meanwhile, there's no Wi-Fi. You gotta go home for it to work.
Kaylin, you're technologically savvy, correct?
So-so.
No, Kaylin doesn't even have his own Facebook page.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and sometimes when something goes wrong here, he's like, I don't know. I don't call Chris over.
Maybe not so much.
He's like, I don't know where the on-off button is. I got to get Chris.
He just hits record.
I can switch a Wii to a regular TV, though.
You
that,
can?
That much I can do, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's about my range,
there's
though.
There's a lot
Anything
of like, letters
that,
involved. There's like a DVI-1, some 2.
Input.
Input, output. I don't know. Just make it play Survivor.
Uh-huh. I'm with you.
The kids can do it, though.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's good. I mean, I don't know why. It's something that Adam is not good at all, and I am, thank God. Otherwise, the house would fall apart.
Oh, here's another thing mm-hmm. that really chaps my hide, yeah. steams my bean.
Yeah.
So John's passwords always have to be like 18 letters long. And I'm not exaggerating.
Because they change the password all the time. I don't blame him.
John's idea of a password is like
Penelope
Ishan
is...
Vajpayee, Carrie Barry Lewis Juarez, 333 exclamation point asterisk
right.
9.
Right.
I'm like, how is anybody, I don't care if it's you keep the password that way for 3 years, I'm never going to remember that.
Yeah, I know.
And he acts like it's so obvious. He's like, what, Ishan Vajpayee, Carrie Barry, Luis Juarez, asterisk, exclamation point, what's so hard
Where's
about that?
Where's Kelly Brandt?
You forgot Kelly Brandt. I'm like, oh. But meanwhile, Sadie knows the password, but of all of us, Xander... I can't do it. Xander can't do it. LB can't do it reliably. Mm-hmm. So then whatever we're doing, we have to go, Sadie, can you come put in Dad's password? Because you have to use the password
every
time you sign on to like buy a new season of RuPaul.
Yes.
You have to put in our iTunes.
In
it's
iTunes.
Our iTunes.
Oh, God.
So his iTunes password is like 18 characters
yeah.
long.
Yeah. Good luck everybody trying to break into John's password for iTunes now.
Oh, you're never going to be able to do it.
No.
No. It's like I was going to have a really funny reference. Was that movie about the World War II, the guy who was who broke the Russians'
The Imitation Game?
Yes.
There you go.
It's like the
Imitation
Game.
That's
a long way to go for not a good joke.
Hey, you know, though, your kids can learn technology, by the way. You know how you can teach them? Bitsbox.
This is such a good segue.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Lynette.
Thank you.
Tell us about Bitsbox.
Thank you.
It's about coding.
Yes, it teaches your kids how to code at a young age. It's a monthly subscription box that teaches real computer coding for kids ages 6 through 12. So every month you get a beautiful set of app creation projects that arrive at your doorstep. And each box comes with a new theme, animals, robots, whatever. And then the kids can just follow the directions and project cards and type the app's code on the Bitsbox website. Within minutes, kids can build their first working app. I mean, if your kids are going to learn something, I think coding is going to be
yeah.
the
So we
way
got
to
a
go.
Box for free. And mm-hmm. even though my kids are at the top edge
yes.
of the interest level,
right.
they loved it.
They did.
Oh, my God. They got totally into it, Xander especially, and they mm-hmm. had so much fun. They spent hours with it.
Oh, see, that's
I didn't know
nice.
What the hell they were doing.
Right.
But they were like, this is super cool. Can we have it?
Yeah.
I was like,
that's
yes.
awesome. That's great.
Put it on your list.
See, apps can be shared. You can share them with your family and your friends. So our listeners, they can get $25 off any Bitsbox subscription of $50 or more by going to bitsbox.com/FCOL. And at checkout, you put in the promo code FCOL, you'll get $25 off plus free shipping at bitsbox.com/FCOL. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, and you know, it makes a great gift.
It does make a good. That's right.
If you're wondering what to get, like your niece or nephew.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. That is a great gift.
Also, Theragun,
as Dr. Bruce would say it, Theragun.
Theragun. Theragun. Okay, you know what? A lot of people these days are very into fitness. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, Kaylin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Into fitness. You know what is the worst, though, is when you work out and then you get really sore.
All tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you have muscle tension, and then you feel like you're going to need like 4 days of recovery.
Right.
Or 2 weeks.
Go sit in a bath. Yeah.
But with Theragun, no excuses.
No.
Because it will get rid of that stress and tension mm-hmm. in your muscles.
Yes.
It'll work it out.
That's right. It's a handheld device. And it relieves the tension and increases blood flow. That's what it does. Okay.
It's a new thing. It mm-hmm. uses percussive therapy, which is unlike any massage device that you've ever tried. And it was designed by a chiropractor.
Yes. There you go. Ah.
Yeah. So, and it's therapeutic for all body types. Like, you know,
I'm telling you, I have one at home and I was using it last night and I cannot believe – after Olga did it on me, and after I was done, she was done with my neck and my shoulders. I felt like the range of like I couldn't turn my head. I got more of a range of motion.
Yeah, don't right? tell the chiropractor that.
No, I'm not. I love this.
Think
thing.
Of all the money you're going to save.
And then Olga was like, "Where can I get one of these?"
Because the chiropractors want you to come, right?
Uh-huh.
3 times a week.
That's right.
But you can say, sorry, I have a Theragun.
I have my Theragun now.
I got my Theragun. Here's what you're going to want to do to get one. You're going to go to Theragun.com
mm-hmm.
and you're going to use the promo code FCOL10 and you're going to receive up to $200 off percussive therapy devices this Black Friday. Guys, it's a Black Friday deal.
That's right.
Theragun, and it's spelled Theragun.com. Use the promo code FCOL10. Do it. That's all.
All right. So all right, listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me.
You're going to feel sorry for me.
Okay.
All right. So you know the like volleyball season is starting up.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm. And last week I talked about my nephew Anthony's coming from Chicago with all the relatives and we're having a party for his daughter's birthday.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Saturday's the birthday party at my house. Sunday morning is Natalia's first tournament.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. And so I have to be in Anaheim at 7. These volleyball, I'm telling you, there's a whole weird difference between volleyball and basketball. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. Last night I took her to her volleyball practice. And it was like – I think it was the first night back or something. And it was like for the boys and the girls. And it was at their gymnasium and it's huge. And it's – the parking lot is big and it's in an industrial area. And I'm pulling in and there's all these cars. And so Natalia's like, I hurry up. I want to get there early before the thing starts. I want to go say hi to my friend. So I'm like trying. There's cars that are just stopped. And I'm like, is this person getting out? What is going on? So I go around. And then all of a sudden I get looked at by 3 people like, oh, my God, what is she doing? What are you doing? Hey, you're not supposed to go that way. Like, relax, everybody. What have you got? This is – we're dropping and picking up. People are getting picked up. People are getting dropped off. It's a whole kasha.
Right.
There's no line, you know, there's no single file line
right.
of cars. So what – I'm just going around. The guy's been sitting in front of me for 10 minutes talking to his kid. I don't know what he's doing. And then I get looked at like, what the you know, it's just – it's a weird environment. And they take everything very seriously.
Yeah, everything's so heightened.
Yes.
With kids' sports.
But like this volleyball, it's like, calm down, everybody. What is this so like? So anyway, we get this like, all right, so I sign her up and then, okay, so you sign her up and then you get like, congratulations, Natalia made the whatever team. And then like 2 weeks later, not a thing from the coach, but a
– wait, hold on. This is now a second team? This is not her school team?
No, it's not her school team. This is the one
– So she's playing for school too.
Yeah, but and that's over. That season's done.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So now you're doing that, the one she did before.
Right, last year. But now,
with Olivia.
Right. But now she's not on Olivia's team. She's on a different team. She made the travel team, blah, blah, blah. This is the team she wanted to get on that she was really excited about.
Okay. Okay.
She doesn't know anybody really on the team, which is great for me because how are we going to carpool, you know? And her practices are 2 days a week, 7:30 to 9:30.
At night?
Mm-hmm. And it's not close. It's kind of – it's, you know, you got to go down the freeway to take her and drop her off.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And then
– I don't understand.
I know.
The kids that age doing any practices till 9:30 at night.
I know. It's ridiculous. But, you know, whatever. So it's 2 days a week. And then she wants to work out with her old coach 1 day of the week and then do like core conditioning with her friend another day of the week. So now she's there like, I don't know, 4 days a week. Fine. But those days she can carpool, like, you know, somebody will bring her and then I can pick her up and it's back, you know, like that. But with this practice, it's I don't know anybody on her team. So I don't if I'm lucky, maybe Olivia's practice is the same time as hers, but it's not. So whatever.
Right. Uh-oh.
So we take her. And, okay. But so I get the so we sign her up and then we get this email. I get an email from like the not the coach, but like the assistant coach or something like that.
And P.S., what if Sunny has a practice at the same time?
What am I going to do? Say you can't do volleyball in case Sunny has his practices at the same
time? Yeah, I would just let her know. Right now, Sunny
comes
in life,
first.
Yeah, he's the priority.
We just
I know you guys are twins.
We just had a big argument about her and Sunny.
By the by.
Yeah.
Today's my twin's birthday.
Today?
Uh-huh, they're 12. Happy birthday, Sadie Zander.
Happy birthday, Sadie Zander.
Better not be listening to this podcast or I will beat you.
Yes. So
okay.
You're not going to want to know that your mom does not know where the buttons are to turn everything on and off.
Okay. So.
So I get an email from like some assistant somebody. Welcome, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, I should find the email and show it to you. It's just unbelievable. It's like, you know, when you sign up for a real job and they give you like a whole guideline of what time to be there and what your job responsibilities are. And there's like three pages of it. And that's what this thing was. So it was a thing going, I need two parents to sign up to be the liaison between the coaches and the parents, especially because we're going to be traveling. So we're going to need somebody that's blah,
hard
blah, blah,
pass.
Blah. Right. So I'm like, I read that. And I'm like, oh, some sucker's going to have to do that, not me. But you know what? I'm sure there's a mom out there that's going to would love to do that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, nobody. Not so much. Like 3 weeks go by.
Oh, my God. This sounds like my kid's school.
Yes, but it's not. It's volleyball that I pay for.
Right.
I pay – what am I paying you guys
for? I don't have to work for you.
Why do my – I get it if it's like the communities, whatever. This is not that. This is an organization that's been around for many, many years with boys, girls, volleyball that go all the way to the state champions. You know, they go. They're traveling. They're
that is galling.
Yes, right? Thank you.
And these things are not cheap.
No, it's not.
It's not like $160 like what I pay for, you know, when we were doing rec basketball.
Mm-hmm. Even Sunny – that's the other thing. Like basketball is not that – compared to this – This is pretty – this was like
– oh, no, it's like a couple grand.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I couldn't believe it when I checked out. I was like, is this really right? But then I'm thinking, okay, so they travel, but so what? Sunny travels.
You still have to pay for the travel part.
You have to pay for the travels too.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? So who cares? So I right. So I'm like, why is it so – I talked to Olivia's mom. She goes, yeah, that's what it is. It's expensive. Okay. So fine. Natalia takes it very seriously. She's going three other days a week to practice and to work on her core conditioning. She's really into it, and it's not because of her friends. She's into it. She
doesn't
know anybody on her team.
Right.
Okay, fine. Now, just let me drop you off and pick you up. Do I have to sign up to be the team captain's mom?
Do I have to work there? It's not Trader Joe's.
No, what the hell? So, there's this, like, whole thing. Okay. So 2 weeks go by. I just read, open the email and pass. Like, I didn't think twice after that.
Right. Delete.
Delete. Yes. As Bill Simmons would say. Delete. Oh my God, the 30 for 30, by the way, the podcast.
I'm almost done.
Yeah.
I've almost gone through all five seasons.
I remember when
so
that.
So mad.
Yeah, I know.
So good.
It's so good. I remember when the story broke, I was with, like, I think it was that night, because it was like either that night. Anyway, it was
Which
that
story?
Night. The story that broke about the Sterling. When that night, when they dropped it.
Yeah.
It was either that night or the next night, but like, I was with Sal and Bill Simmons, and they were all abuzz talking about it. They were like, holy
V. Staviano.
Oh, my God.
Anybody that has no idea what we're talking about, it's because I put it on the Reel It In page that I am addicted to 30 for 30. It's ESPN's podcast, and they did a multi-episode, five episodes on Donald Sterling, who is the owner of the Clippers.
Right.
Who got busted with a racist rant to his girlfriend.
It's
great.
It's unbelievable.
Bingeable.
Unbelievable.
But now I've gone back and listened to all the 30
there's
for 30
other,
episodes.
Yes.
I listened to the Bikram Yoga, which was like six episodes.
There's a Netflix. Did you know that? There's a Netflix
I heard about
documentary
that.
About it.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
It just got dropped. But like, so yeah, the 30 for 30, like Sonny and I would watch 30 for 30. I didn't know they had a podcast, but it's really good. I mean, Bill Simmons created it, by the way. Did you know
that? He did?
Yeah, he created it. Dear Diary. I am in love with Tom Brady, so I'm going to come up with 30 different ways to show him how. No. Yeah, he developed 30 for 30.
Oh, wow.
Go Pats. Delete.
Okay, so what? Okay.
So anyway. Okay.
Delete.
So, delete. 3 weeks later, get another email. Nobody signed up. Hey, just a nudge. Yes, right? And I'm like, nobody signed up because you guys are asking for, you know, a whole part-time job, 40 hours a week.
Right.
So, again, delete. Then I get another email. Then we get another one that says, like, chastising us, basically. Like, you know, we have a lot of work to be done. The team, this is a team effort. We have 30 girls on the team, blah, 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 blah. This is a whole thing.
Hire an assistant, people.
I almost replied.
Have a staff member do it.
I know.
Use some of the money that we're
right.
paying you to pay someone $15 an hour to do some of that administrative work.
Right. I don't get it. I don't understand why we have to drop everything and then have to be chastised. Why are you – then you're like – like, hey, this is, you know, I got to find the email. It was just like, you know, this is kind of disappointing because nobody signed, nobody. We haven't even had any, no volunteers. So how are we going to split? They wanted to split the duties. They wanted two people to volunteer. So we don't even have one to split the duties. How are we going to do that if we, you know, come on, people. This is, I was going to reply this whole thing and but I'm like, that's not a good way to start the season.
Mm-mm.
To be the bitchy parent that says something. I don't want to be no. And also the one that gets honked at in the parking lot.
Right, right. Right.
So anyway, it's incredible the gall, as you would say.
The cojones.
The
trombola fudge.
Trombola fudge. Of the mic, we just gave you all this money. Like, why now you guys want?
Yeah.
This is insane.
At least, like, let the pain die down. Let us get the Theragun out and, like, mm-hmm. do some work on this after we've just written the check.
That's right.
Let some time go by.
Right.
Let the grieving process
yes.
begin and then come to us for more needs.
Totally. It's insane. But, you know, I'm not doing it. We'll see what happens, but I'm not signing up. And the other nice thing is I don't have to cook Thanksgiving this year.
Right, because Topanga Canyon
mm-hmm.
section is doing it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's at Topanga Canyon or Silver Lake. I don't know. Like, she said it's at Silver Lake. I don't know. His sister, I love his sister, but she's got, I don't know, she's all over the place. She's got a boyfriend that lives in Silver Lake, so I don't know if it's at his house. I don't know what's going on.
But either way, you're going there.
Either way, I'm not doing it. The only thing I have to bring is cranberry sauce.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. And booze.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corolla drinks?
I guess. I'm always in charge of the booze every time his family gets together. You could bring – and his family likes champagne.
Oh, God.
I know.
See, being put in charge of the booze, even as an ex-drinker,
mm-hmm.
that's where they get you.
Yeah, I know.
Booze is not cheap.
Nah, I know. It's not cheap. And it's also like you want to go and get like the good the good kind for a good price. You don't want to go to like this high-end liquor store. So you got to go to like Costco or something to go get it. And so it's a pain in the ass and it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And it's heavy. My back hurts.
Why can't everybody just bring a little booze?
It would be nice. But I'm not questioning it because I don't have to cook this year. She wanted to cook. She's been hinting at it for a couple years now that she's wanting to do Thanksgiving. And then I do Christmas. So now I'm going to do Christmas, which is fine. I don't have to cook a turkey. I make a roast.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, every year I tell you this because it's so brag-worthy. Every year we get Gelson's. You get the turkey. All it is... It's all pre-prepared.
I know.
But you still cook it.
Yeah.
But it's so genius.
I know. I love it.
And it's gone up in price every year, but it's like $140.
Mm-hmm.
But to feed all of us.
Yeah.
Like if we paid for dinner, you're not going to get away with that. Everybody, all the kids. It's everything. It's the turkey. It's the mashed potatoes. It's sweet potatoes. It's veggies, rolls.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Cranberry sauce. I know.
Stuffing. All of it.
It's a sore subject with Adam with Gelson's and Thanksgiving because that's what his stepmom did every year when I was dating Adam and like in the beginning
it
years.
It tastes delicious.
I agree. But it's like –
Why should people slave like, over – they know how to do it.
That's the same reason with the cranberry sauce. Like when I first met him, he's like, you're not going to open a can of cranberry sauce.
Hell, yes, I am.
I'm like, yeah, that's easy. No problem. No. He goes, I'm making cranberry sauce. He's like, what? You make a big meal. You cook this whole meal, but then yet you get a can of cranberry. Can't you just – it takes 2 seconds.
Yes, because it's a garnish, Adam.
I know.
It's a garnish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to be also slaved over.
Mm-hmm.
One time my sister-in-law and I really did try to – you know, we brined the turkey.
Uh-huh.
It was the most dry, inedible thing that I've ever made.
I've never done it.
So at this, that same year,
mm-hmm.
we made this big turkey for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Same year, a friend of ours who was coming for Thanksgiving had been gifted this smoked turkey. Well, thank God we had that because it saved Thanksgiving.
Really?
It was the smoked turkey that saved Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you cook it?
It's a Lifetime movie starring Meredith Baxter Burney. We had to just heat it up. But we were like, thank God, because the turkey, I'm telling you, it was overcooked. It was so dry. I don't know if my oven, the temperature, we have a new oven now, but in that day – well, I say in those days, we literally got the new oven like 2 months ago.
Oh.
Back in the day, you had to kind of adjust it. You had to like look at it with one eye and be like, I think it should be 325 instead of 375.
Right.
You just try to guesstimate.
Yes.
And it would never work out.
I know. Well, look, I've cooked the Thanksgiving dinner every year for before the kids were born. So,
oh,
I don't know,
no.
14 years, 15 years. Ever since we got our house together, Adam's like, now that we're married and we have a house, I want to cook Thanksgiving. Even if it's just the two of us, I want it. Let's cook it.
But he means you.
I want you to cook Thanksgiving. I don't want you to go to Gelson's and go get – I like when the house smells like the turkey. You get
that
smell.
The Gelson's, it still smells like it.
He goes, no, but then it smells like it an hour before you eat. I want to smell it when I wake up in the morning because I get up early and I put the turkey in the oven because it takes all day to cook.
I just got really tired just hearing that story.
I know.
I'm tired hearing about other people cooking.
Yes. It's a lot.
We made butternut squash soup from scratch – and my hands were so sore the next day from cutting the squash.
Really?
Like they're really, really hard to cut.
Yeah.
And you have to peel it and then you have to cut it into little squares. And then like the following year, I saw that you could buy pre-diced up butternut squash at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. You can also buy butternut
squash
soup. Yeah.
Now I know that. Right. So that was the last time I ever made butternut squash soup.
Sounds good, though.
It was really delicious, but I don't think any food tastes as good as all the preparation feels.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to make an analogy to like.
Yeah, I get it.
It's so much work, and then you just eat it, and then it's just eaten
and
up.
And then it's gone.
Leave the cooking to people who really enjoy
it. Right. I know. Look, I don't mind making it. And also, I have to – not to brag, but my turkey is really a lot – everybody loves it. I mean, Suzanne and Jody, whenever they come over. Like Jody this year, I think she's going to come with us to his sister's house because she's Jody. Because usually she just comes to my house. And right. then this, but she was like, oh, I'm just a little bummed because I really, really like your turkey. It's really, I was like, really? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's the cleaning of the turkey that grosses me out. It's when you got to take the turkey home and you unwrap it and it's like, it just,
I feel a little Rosanna Anna Dana coming up.
Oh my God. I thought I was going to die. It's just so gross. It is. Have you ever cleaned a turkey?
No.
You got to stuff your hand the up of the thing in the cavity and you can feel it's gone. Like you're doing a cavity search. Your hand is all the way. It's like a puppet on your hand. Now you
can't get them cleaned out?
No, you got to. There's things inside. And then there's like giblets of the whatever that's wrapped up.
No.
So you got to pull that out. And then the neck has got it inside. Mm. And then people like save the neck because you want to make a soup with it. You're going to put it in the gravy. That's how you make the gravy. It's just so gross all the way around. And the morning when I take it out to put it before I put it in the oven, one last time I rub salt and butter on its pimply skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel sorry for it too. Like, what? This thing was living too. I'd rather just eat it and not think about where it came from.
Yeah, I don't want to know how they make the pastrami sandwich. I just want a pastrami sandwich.
That's right. I would much rather have a pastrami sandwich. Yeah. So
it seems like to me Thanksgiving, and people may disagree with me, but it seems like we've turned it into a lot of work where, you know, it should just be nice getting family together to argue about politics.
Yes.
It should be a relaxing.
That's right.
You should be able to just turn on the game, you know, watch the game.
Yeah. Have a few arguments and go home.
Yeah. Or watch some movies, have some wine, you know, and eat some appetizers. Well, then everybody's full from the appetizers
anyway. I like appetizers
better.
Why
do we have to be cooking a turkey all day? Nobody even really likes turkey that much.
I know.
It's fine, but nobody, like, you don't go to a restaurant and go, oh, you know what, I'm really craving. You know, I'm going to get the turkey.
Yeah, I know.
Some slices of turkey and some cranberry sauce. That sounds, oh, God, I've just been, Oh, that one restaurant makes the best turkey slices with some stuffing and cranberry. Oh, I love it. Nobody's ever said that.
I'm jonesing for some turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This place that I love, oh, they make the best lobster bisque and sliced turkey. Oh, it's amazing. Best in town. I go there for the sliced turkey and a roll.
And a roll.
You know what? It's a great roll as well. going to find better stuffing, sliced turkey.
And you know what? Turkey's got the tryptophan.
Yes.
And then you know what that helps with the tryptophan? You got to lay down, and you want to lay down on a purple mattress.
Oh, God. If you're not laying down on a purple mattress, you're not laying down. You might as well just lay on the floor then.
That's right. I need a new mattress. I need to get this.
Lay down on some gravel in your driveway. If you don't have a purple mattress. I know. Purple mattresses are super comfortable.
I need to get one. I'm getting one. Yes. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they will make the perfect night's sleep for you. Okay. First of all, they're two brothers that's been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. And they finally decided to use their patent form comfort technology to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. I like a scientist that puts some thought into where I'm laying down at night. Okay. If I'm going to be laying there 7 hours every night of my life, I mean, think of it. It adds up. I'm going to want to be laying on a Purple mattress. I want people to put some thought into where I'm laying down. Okay. Purchase mattress, it will feel different than anything you've ever experienced. We have one. It's amazing. They use this brand new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists. See?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I want, a rocket science to put together my night's sleep.
Yeah. Somebody else used technology to think about my sleeping.
That's right. Not this memory foam.
How do we get one?
So you're going to love Purple, okay? And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to getting a free gifts. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site wide. Just text FCOL to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text FCOL to 84888. That's FCOL to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice job, Lynette. So I have a little fun update on LB's basketball.
Yes.
I have a couple of things that
somebody
have come up.
Somebody helping
in the...
you pick her up and taking her? And
no, but you know how – you remember I'm talking about something that happened on Patreon. But remember the dad that was like, sub!
Yes.
Okay, because – so LB kind of got so if you remember over the summer, she was going to all these practices and she was getting all these compliments.
Yes.
And finally, all the practicing and the – has – come to roost,
right?
Come home to roost on LB being one of the better players on the team.
Right.
And then she was a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then these other two girls, though, were also point guards and they're really good. And they started becoming kind of the favorites.
On her team?
On her team, her school team.
Mm-hmm.
So then these other two girls were getting all the playing time, remember? And I was complaining. I was feeling so bad for LB. She was hardly getting playing time, blah, blah, blah. But she's still... Kid has a great attitude, continues working hard, shows up with a great attitude. You know, we've worked with her to get past the, listen, okay, worst comes to worst. You don't get a lot of playing time and whatever.
Yeah.
Hope. Anyway, listen to this. Just found this out during the week. The two girls that were the kind of the star point guards got moved to JV. That's an actual upward move.
Wow.
So LB was on the freshman sophomore team. Entry level team. Then there's JV, which is really good players, and then there's varsity.
It's hard because when I
that's so JV.
Go ahead.
Okay, so these two girls got moved up to JV, which is genius for LB because now she's now the star point guard. She went from the backup. She was like the B squad.
Right.
You know how they do the like, okay, we're putting in our A team right now.
Yes.
And then she was kind of on the backup team.
Right.
And then she was like the relief point guard.
Right.
Which sucked for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so they just had a game and they won. And LB played like almost the entire game. And
one
point LB's become the girl that's dad was like, sub!
When LB
was in for 5 seconds, the dad got mad, wanted his daughter back in.
Right.
Now LB's that girl.
Right.
Because
is she like
I wasn't there yelling sub.
And yelling like at her, like, you go this way.
Yes,
like,
calling the plays.
Right.
I
love that.
She's the man in charge, and they won their game by a lot. They were – and – She wasn't taken out of the game the entire time. She had to ask. She said she was like, Mom, I was so tired. I wasn't there. John took her, but she was like, I need to come out. And I guess the coach was like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I really need to come out. He goes, okay, but you're coming out for 2 minutes max.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then after a minute,
he was
like, I want to put you back in.
Because she wanted
to get out. Yeah, she'd been playing the whole game. It was an intense game. She was not getting any rest.
Mm-hmm.
So she came out, she said, she was out of the game for like a total of 3 minutes.
Right. But I'm sure she probably wanted to get back in. Like,
she was fine. She wanted a rest.
These kids that are like in the game the whole time and then they're tired and then they sit down and then I watch them, they sit down for like a minute and then they want to get back up.
Yeah, but it was like a physical game. I think she wanted to be out for like a couple minutes to catch her breath.
Right.
But then, then he was like, are you ready? Can you go back in? And she was like, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy for her.
I know.
So now, it had gotten to the point where she was like, it's fine. I'm going to play basketball. It wasn't tearing down her self-esteem.
Yeah.
She was like, it is what it is.
Right.
These two girls are better than me, and they're getting more of the playing time. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, I was like, they're not really better than you. They're just a little bigger than you, and they have more swagger.
Right.
You don't have the swagger.
Yeah.
You're not. She's like Sunny.
Yeah.
She's not trying to get the ball.
Yeah.
She's sometimes giving the ball away.
Right.
Even when she has a shot, she's like wants to trust someone else to get it. She's like she's just not the kid. But apparently, during this last game, she had a bunch of steals. She was crashing the boards, as they say.
See, you know, when you start to get that momentum of like that confidence momentum, then it's on. Then you get that. That's where that swag comes from. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's a good. Does she want to continue playing
playing in college.
But I mean, is she going to want to go into high school? Like, I mean, into the next. I mean, not high school.
Well, she's
but
in high school.
Into the rest of the, you know, throughout the whole year.
So before, she was like, yeah, I might just finish basketball for the year because you can't, as I've complained to you before, she couldn't switch out even if she wanted to because it messes up her whole schedule. So she's like, I got to do it. But now she's excited about the season
because
she's
going to
get a lot of playing time. And now she's already like, well, next year, blah, blah, blah. So I think she does. But she's also a pretty well-rounded kid. She's like, if I don't, I might want to do dance. Like she's like, the PE, the dance in PE is supposed to be pretty fun and it's good exercise. And
yeah, but that's fine. But when you start getting that fun, like that, that experience of doing well in the in that sport, I could see her not wanting to give it up as she keep, continues on. Like,
She might keep playing.
You know what I mean? I think
I'm not over invested in it anymore.
I could see her. I think she's going to continue wanting to play. I think that which is a good thing.
Yeah, she's only going to get bigger and a little taller, and you know,
And better. Like as she goes, you know. I think that's great.
So I was excited for her because she, like I said, this was going to be something to sort of get through. Mm-hmm. And now she's looking forward to it again.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was like the best thing that could have happened. And she's not even jealous of the girls getting moved up to JV. She's like, I don't want to get moved up to JV.
That's the attitude.
I'm happy that they got moved up. Right. She goes, I would rather play on the freshman team and get a lot of playing time. Then she's like, first of all, I would feel nervous all the time at JV. And second of all, they take it even more seriously. There's more practice, you know. There's that you can't miss practice. And she's like, I'm in this hard program. I have too much homework.
Right.
I would like to be able to miss practice if I need to.
See, and that's the attitude, though, that you – that's the attitude that makes, I think, an athlete better and better. Just to have that, like, you know, happy for them. They're on – I'm good where I'm at. I can only take – you know, to know where she can only bite off what she can chew. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then to be like, you know, the star of that team and just to continue that confidence just keeps building, which is – that's great. I mean, that's what you want. That's awesome.
I think she's
going to want to continue.
Because they're going to move another girl, she said, down from JV.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a smaller girl and and she's really good, but I think she was getting sort of swallowed up by the bigger – all the other girls on JV are bigger players. And so they're going to move her down and probably to be a point guard. Mm-hmm. And Albie was like, fine. She was like, that's great.
Yeah.
She goes, I really like this girl and she's someone I could work with. Mm-hmm. And you want to have another point guard.
Absolutely.
To share the load.
Right.
She's just very like – it was very cool. So I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, the stress of basketball kind of passed.
That's good.
You know,
I feel like her season's been going on for a while.
No, it's not. It hasn't even started.
Really?
She's been they've been practicing since the summer.
That's
but they're her actual official games. And this game that they just had last Saturday was a preseason game.
So what was the game at the school?
Those were like tournaments. That was Sadie.
Oh, that's right.
Sadie just finished her season.
Right. Okay.
There were a lot of complaints from me about the parents, all that stuff on Patreon.
Yeah.
That was Sadie.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, LB's just having every sixth period, she has practice.
Right.
It's her PE, basketball.
Okay. Right.
And then they've been having some after school practices. But the coach keeps canceling them, so you haven't heard me talking about it or complaining much.
Yeah.
But their season doesn't even really start up. It's like January through February.
Right,
They're back to just no practices and they just have basketball during PE.
That's cool.
And Sadie's done. And then Xander should be starting up basketball soon.
That's cool. PE, Sunny's got a PE teacher that all she wants to do is yoga. And anybody that listens to the Adam Carolla Show knows that Sunny does not want to do yoga.
My kids either.
Does not. And I got to hear about it ever. Mrs. So-and-so, she went to her. She's like, yeah. And then did you know that there's a word for these people? It's called yogi. He's like, you're calling yourself something now? Is that a real thing? Yes, that's what, you know, people that do. I'm a yogi. And I'm like, you're not talking to your teacher like this, are you? It's just so like, why do we got to do yoga? She knows we don't want to do yoga. Like nobody in the class wants to do yoga.
So remember I told you that there was a new school starting up that was like all about it's a magnet at Milliken School. Mm-hmm. It's called the Sage magnet. You can look this up. It's a new magnet. It just started this year. And it's, I think, really cool. It's like, remember I told you it's about social activism and all about like gender equality? No.
My school was like that.
Was like that. Yes. But this is like a program specifically for, and it was really geared towards kids that maybe are gender nonconforming or any LGBT kids. But then they sort of opened it up to make it about like, look, we're just going to be teaching about like activism and social justice and but for middle schoolers.
Right.
Well, you know, I was like, this might be a really good fit for you guys. Do you want to tour it? The thing that made them go like, hell no, yoga for PE. Uh-huh. My kids were like, no hard pass.
Oh, no.
I'm like, but the rest of the school could be really cool. They're like, well, first of all, social justice. We're in the sixth grade. Like, can we do that when we're older?
Right, right. Where are we marching?
Yeah. They're like, we want regular PE. We don't want to practice mindfulness. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I feel for Sunny.
Yes. No. No yoga for PE. Yeah. Yeah. My school, I have a picture of me in the newspaper of protesting no war to Carter.
Carter?
Yeah. Was it Carter?
I guess.
I think it was, yes. I was young and I have my hand up in a fist and it says, don't send my brothers to the war. Because my brothers were at the age to getting drafted.
Uh-huh.
And so my dad took me to the protest. And so that's also, you know, why I got put into the school.
Right.
My dad really liked that. So anyway, it was just, I just remember.
I love that though.
I know. I love that too. I like that. My dad was a very strange cat, as Adam would say. Like he was like all kind of like not your typical Republican, I guess. I don't know. But like, yeah, he had me protest. My hair is in a bun. I should try and find it. It's in the newspaper article. Don't send my brothers to the war. And so my school, that magnet school that I went to from
Valley Alternative.
Yeah, from 8th to 12th. I learned a lot about you know, social justice stuff, but not really much else after that.
But it's also different being in high school. Mm. Like I feel like middle schoolers,
it's fun,
like they just
want
to be kids.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I get it.
They don't want to take the responsibility of – I mean, listen, I know there are kids that are for sure caring about social issues.
Right.
But I feel like you can blend that into your regular curriculum.
Yeah.
You don't need the whole curriculum to be about that because you're going to lose the interest of some of the kids that might be great at it.
Right.
But don't want that to be their whole focus.
Yes. Right.
Because my kids just won't – they wouldn't even hear about going to that school.
Yeah. I know.
Anywho, listen –
that's
love
it.
You guys. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we have to come up with stuff for Friday's show.
No, I was thinking we didn't have another Watt. I mean, another Watt.
No.
Another ad.
We don't.
Or Wads.
But we invite everyone to join Patreon.
That's right.
I'm going to be talking about.
We have a good Patreon this week.
I'm going to be talking about something that really made me mad and I had to mama bear it up.
Really?
About Xander.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Is it going to give me a stomach ache?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
See, that's why I don't like being on, like,
yeah.
People are assholes. Anyway.
They really are.
But, you know, you can support our sponsors. They're not a-holes. You can get your purple mattress if you text FCOL to 84888. You can get your Theragun.com, enter FCOL10. You can get your ADT.com and you can get your bitsbox.com/FCOL.
Yeah. And if you go on Patreon right now, you're still going to get a magnet. I don't care. I'm going to keep sending them out. No, I still have some left. I send them to anybody who comes in at $5 gets refrigerator magnet with our faces on
it. That's really nice.
And if you're at the $25 level, you get a shout out like we did at the beginning of the show. And if you're at the $50 level, your business gets a shout out, such as Sylvia Berlin, who's with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. Are you moving to Orange County?
Well, you should maybe.
Use Sylvia.
Yeah.
Sylvia at BerlinTeamHomes.com. Sylvia. California, DRE01988601. Also, you want to get your sexy time even sexier? Go to velvetswing.com, buy Sandra Green, That's who our longtime listener, Sandra Green. We love her so much.
Thank you, Sandra.
She's the best.
Yeah.
And it's a special CBD topical that's helps enhance your sexy time. So go to velvetswing.com. Amanda Crittenden is getting credit for a shout out for supporting the Ronald McDonald House in honor of Christy B.
Thank you, Amanda.
Go to support.rmhc.org. And Kate Marengo wants to
her.
You're so
her
sick
again.
Of her at this point,
I mean,
right?
Oh my
you
God.
Talk to her all morning.
She's beeping me. She's paging me all the time.
She is a national interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She can help you anywhere you live. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design and look for Kate Marengo. Give her some love, people. Also, Sarah Dean is the host of the Shameless Mom Academy podcast, and she helps moms get out of that rut.
It's a good podcast.
Yeah.
I subscribe. She says
it's inspirational.
It's really good.
Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And let's do one more. How about Letty Molina with the CBD oil?
Ah, oh, my girl.
Even the bacon flavor for your doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Help them with their arthritis.
Yes.
Especially now in the wintertime.
That's
true. The arthritis
true.
Can really hurt your dog. And if you see them like kind of not as peppy on their walks.
Maybe they need some CBD.
Get them some CBD. Go to hempworks.com/lmolina.
We're not vets, but I don't know.
I don't know. We can help you, though.
Could help.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kaylin. You're welcome.
Love you, Kaylin. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Much better.
People can't see you giving the thumbs up, Kaylin. So, yeah.
Anyway, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.